Duke. So, you've been lied to, I'm afraid, my friend. It is not the Kevin and Sluggo show. It is the Stew in for Kevin and Sluggo show. Hardly a bargain. But, you know, it's kind of weird because Kevin texted me last night and he said, hey, Sluggo's not going to be in today. Can you cover for him? And I'm like, yeah, that'll be great. I love covering for Sluggo. And the Kevin and Stew thing. We've done that before. I'm like, fantastic. Looking forward. And then this morning I got a text from our program director, Keith Cunningham, saying, hey, Kevin doesn't sound too good. He's not feeling good. He's sick. So can you cover for Kevin also? I'm like, sure. I don't know about the entertainment value of that, but sure, I'll do it. You know, absolutely. And then I thought, wait a second. I feel like I've been here before. I'm having like deja vu. Father Time is from Sammy Hagar's Crazy Time Records that came out last year. And that's not a bad little song, is it? It's 95.5 KLOS. Unverklempt. It's Stu in for both Kevin and Sluggo. Sorry about all that. It's just the way things are. But you know what? Here's the rub. At some point before we get out of here, I will have tickets for you to the Kings game. They're playing the Rangers tomorrow night at Crypto. And I'll have a couple more shots for you at this Red Hot Chili Peppers business. You know what's going on with that, right? When you hear Chili Peppers on this radio station, you'd be caller 13. We throw you in the bucket to go to Vegas and see them at Allegiant Stadium with gas money and one night at Sahara Las Vegas. We're doing that for the foreseeable. And just for qualifying, I'm hooking you up with a red vinyl copy of the Unlimited Love album that came out last year. A record. Hope you got a record player. Remember, you are listening for the Red Hot Chili Peppers on your radio here when you hear them. If you call her 13 at 818-955-KLOS, I'll hook you up with Red Hot Chili Peppers vinyl record, which I guess probably put on your wall, and also throw you in the hopper for that trip to see them in Vegas. It is Stu in for Kevin and Sluggo, shepherding you through some of their worst. Hi, KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Who this is?
Kevin and Sluggo, Stu.
Yes, yeah, it's the third one. I'm Stu. Who are you?
I'm Kent.
Well, Kent? You're caller
yes,
13, dude.
Oh, wow, that's just totally amazing.
Do you have a record player, Kent?
No, but I'll frame it on the wall.
There you go. That's the option B. All right, well, you're going into the hopper for the two tickets. It's Chili Peppers April 1st in Vegas at that fancy new Allegiant Stadium. Plus, we'll put you up at the Sahara and give you $100 to get there and back. You're welcome.
Oh, you do. Thanks so much.
Hang on, Ken. Zeppelin on 95.5 KLOS. It is Stu in for Kevin and Sluggo. So, Oscars last night. I don't know if you're like most people and me, you somehow missed it. Oh, man. But if you're like most people who did watch it, you've got some very strong opinions about the movie that won and the person that got snubbed. And I just think, you know, everybody who didn't win got snubbed, right? It's so ridiculous. But, yeah, Everything Everywhere All at Once is the best picture. And did you see it? Because I accidentally saw it last weekend. And you know what? I didn't hate it, but I didn't really get it. And I didn't enjoy it. I didn't not enjoy it, but, you know, like comparing it to some of the great movies of our past. Pulp Fiction comes to mind. I mean, not even half as much. The Godfather. I mean, they're kind of unassailable. Not to be cliche, but come on. And speaking of The Godfather, you know, there's somebody that works here who has an interesting relationship with the movie The Godfather. What's this? That is Greta Van Fleet from their Black Smoke Rising EP. Came out 2017? Is that right? That's right. Highway Tune is the name of that song on 95.5 KLOS. It is skewing for Kevin and Sluggo. Hey, you're listening for Red Hot Chili Peppers still this hour. I've got another vinyl copy of Unlimited Love to give to you. If you are caller 13 when you hear Red Hot Chili Peppers music on your radio, I will also throw you into the hat for the grand prize trip to Vegas to see them April 1st at Allegiant Stadium. We'll hook you with hotel and gas money and whatnot. So it's the day after Oscars. And we're talking about movies here, KLOS.
I'm not drinking coffee, and you're not putting your headphones on in the last second. We are professionals.
We are professionals, some would say.
Yeah, whatever, man.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hello.
Turn on my machine, man.
Oh, sorry.
Now I got to start it over.
Yeah, you got to start it over, man.
Come on, man.
I owned this soundtrack, dude. I owned this soundtrack when I was like 10.
Sluggo is... And let's lay this out like I would in court.
And you've been there enough.
Sluggo is a fan of movies.
Major fan
of movies. Prides himself on being a fan of movies.
You know how people like buy albums, they have all their amazing rock records and whatever. I collected soundtracks. Like, I would buy 45s and spend my main money on movie soundtracks because I was such a
right,
fan.
But then you would also see the movies.
Saw them all. Saw everything. Every I can tell you movie, what was showing.
Any
everywhere.
Movie that was out, you've seen.
Damn near.
Worked at a Blockbuster video.
No, it was another one, but yes.
Another video
store. Yeah, whatever,
store.
A video store.
In
I lived
the day,
there. Yeah.
You lived there.
Pretty much lived there. Took home everything, 3 movies a night, copied them, had them all.
This year it's the 50th anniversary of The Godfather. Sluggo has not seen it.
Which negates any...
Sluggo's not seen it.
Saying that I'm a movie fan. Right? I realize that. I don't know what happened.
That's so unacceptable.
It really is.
I don't know what to say about it except that it's unacceptable.
I wish I could say that it's not, but it's sort of like saying, I don't like Han Solo, but I've never seen Star Wars. You know what I mean? Something ridiculous like
right,
that.
Right, which doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Right. Raul chimes in. I haven't seen any of the Godfather movies.
Wow, really?
Casino, Clockwork Orange, finally Shawshank Redemption. Thought it was just okay.
Wow.
But I've seen Encino Man more than a dozen times.
Raul! Raul for the win. I mean, I've seen Rocky Horror 150 times, dude.
Oh, that none of that surprises me. Right. What surprises me is that you haven't seen The Godfather once. Just one time.
That makes no sense. I loved the
music
as a kid.
When did it come out? 72? 1972. You haven't been able to find... It's a long movie. It's 3 hours.
I saw Network as a kid. All the adult movies. I was a big fan
find
of
find your list of the top movies of all time.
Yeah. Like a list of like 100 movies.
Yeah,
that
the
they
top 100 movies of all time.
Yeah. And like at the top
and
of
then
the
we're
list.
Gonna take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Classics
that somehow
classic
you
movies
missed.
That you've never seen.
Now I finally have it on my list to see this weekend. And what was it that you said my wife and I have to do as a drinking game for the guy?
Every time he leans in to listen to what someone else is saying, you have to take a shot.
And we're going to be pretty wasted pretty quick?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. So, like, The Godfather is on the list of, like, 100 movies compiled, like, the massive list from a lot of people.
Right.
Number one.
Right.
Now, I've seen Casablanca. That's
so,
number
two. I'm sorry.
Two.
Hold on. So, you're a movie fan.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Citizen Kane, Singing in the Rain, Vertigo, Rear Window, It's a Wonderful Life.
You've seen
2001.
All those?
Of course.
Okay.
Most of them in theaters. Apocalypse Now. Oh, here's The Godfather
Apocalypse,
Part
that was
Two.
So good.
Never seen. Never seen it.
Did you not see two because you didn't see one yet?
Yeah, I'd want to see part two of Godfather until I see part one.
I mean, it does make sense, but two is arguably better.
Schindler's List, that's what everyone says. Pulp Fiction, City Lights, I love that movie. Charlie
I don't even
Chaplin.
Know what City Lights is.
How dare you, sir? Well, you don't claim to be a major
no,
movie
I
head. Yeah, so, you know. Although
I've
I like
the
Great
the
Dictator
top 10.
Better. Yeah. I think you've seen it. But yeah, I think as a kid, I didn't care. And then as a teenager, I did
but
like,
But at some
meh.
Point, if you love movies.
Yes, makes no sense.
On a weekend, when you're high, you got some hours, you just put it on, you come across it.
I think it's a perfect example of what's wrong with me. There's always a major part missing. Like, I got to have all the fringe stuff going
have you
on.
Never come have you come across it midway? And said, oh, you know, I didn't see the beginning of it, so I can't.
Yes, 100%. I will never start like a major
right,
movie.
Agreed, especially if you've not
in.
Seen it before.
Yeah,
but
never.
If you've seen it before, then you can.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
All right, 818-955-KLOS.
Movies, major ones, you missed some.
A classic movie you haven't seen, and it's not because you're against that
right,
movie.
Right.
Like Sluggo didn't say, oh, no, I hate movies about mobsters.
No.
That's not the thing.
Nope.
He just didn't have time to watch
never
it.
Never got around to it.
Unacceptable.
It is. It really is.
I need to work with a different partner. Does anybody want to volunteer?
This job is open now.
Can I see some hands? 818-955-KLOS. I found out the Sluggo hasn't seen Godfather.
It is unbelievable.
About it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do about it.
I'm sure I am alone in that, actually.
Yeah, it's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, hello.
Dude, I've never seen Dancing with Wolves.
Yeah, I could. I don't.
But wait, Dancing with Wolves is not on that list of even the top 25.
But people give you a lot of crap for not having ever seen it?
No.
Okay, great chat.
Thanks for calling.
Bro.
Thank you for your TED Talk.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Movies you never got around to seeing, even though you know they're major movies.
I haven't seen The Matrix yet.
Oh, really?
And you wanted to before this last one?
Well, I haven't seen either of them. I know enough about them because they're so popular, but I don't know.
But you never once thought, hey, maybe I should watch this movie that everybody's talking about.
I haven't seen The Godfather or Goodfellas either.
Whoa.
Get off our phones.
Sorry, I'm being forced to hang up on you. Goodbye.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Sluggo.
Yo.
I just, for the first time in my life, saw The Blind Side this last week.
The Blind Side is another one of those that's a good family movie, but I don't think it's in the category of The Godfather.
No, but I haven't seen The Godfather either. So,
I'm not alone in not having seen The Godfather.
Get
I'm pretty shocked. 818-955-KLOS.
Classic movies that you've never seen. We're talking about classic movies you've never seen.
I've never seen that Alfred Hitchcock movie with the birds.
The birds. You've never seen The Birds.
That movie with the birds?
Oh, is that what it's called?
What's that called?
It's called The Birds.
I actually had to travel to wherever it's Morro Bay, I want to say. Is that right?
No.
Wherever it was filmed and actually see the site because I was so into that damn movie. Why haven't you ever seen it?
I don't know. I feel like whenever I go on to like put a classic movie on, I end up watching something else.
Oh, that's me too, very much.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, because there has to be something newer.
Because I'm like, oh, there's something interesting, more interesting.
And it's not that you're not interested in that great movie. It's just you think that movie will be there forever, but something else may come and go.
Yeah. All right, I'll buy that. Yeah. That's a flimsy excuse.
It is.
But. Thanks for calling, man.
I've seen The Godfather, so why don't you back off? KLOS, hello.
Classic movies you've never seen.
Well, I'm just going to say I watched all the Harry Potters but the last one because I've just... didn't care.
You just got to a point where you're like, ah, who cares? So what?
How are you not committed by that point, by 5A?
Well, you know, I guess a lot of it was reading a few of the books, and a bit of it was just watching it for my kids. And by the last one, I was like,
no, I got you.
Like, this is the best one. I don't care.
Yeah, that one was just a lot of fighting and all that kind of CGI stuff. I just feel like
if you're in, you're in.
Yeah, I understand, dude.
Seems like.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
I was going to say Ishtar.
I think you're probably lucky on that one.
You dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, don't ever watch that.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Classic movies you've never seen.
I've never seen Tombstone.
Yeah, people love that movie.
That's a classic.
I've never seen that one sober. I saw it in
Everybody
a limo.
Says it's so good. I still have never seen it. I just got to figure out where I could...
cram it in.
Are we just gonna let it slip that Sluggo watched it in a limo?
Nothing, it doesn't stream anywhere. It's not on Netflix or anything.
Yeah, so that's true.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Okay. All right.
It was Howard Stern's limo. Does that count? It was Howard Stern's limo. We were on our way to Atlantic City.
Nope.
He wasn't with us. We stole his limo, basically. Hello, sir? Hello? He doesn't care. 818-955-KLOS.
Classic movie you've never seen. Sluggo's never seen Godfather.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
You know my father. Men are coming here to kill him.
Now you want to get mixed up in the family business?
I thought you weren't going to become a man like your father.
I never wanted this for you.
I never wanted this for you. I never wanted this for you. Turn my music back up, dude. What?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Finally watching this weekend.
We're talking about classic movies you've never seen.
Star Wars.
Really?
You've never seen Star Wars. Do you not like anything that's sci-fi?
Not a big fan. I'll watch some of them, but it's funny because my ex-husband was like a Star Wars geek. And
he never got you to watch it with him once?
No.
Is that the reason that he's the ex?
I used to tease him because I like Jar Jar Binks. I saw like a
clip. Oh, you go straight to hell.
How dare you?
You go to hell. Straight to hell. KLOS, hello.
Yeah. Hi. I've never seen Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, that's a classic.
And as a kid, I never saw Bambi or Fantasia.
Oh, Fantasia. That's a terrible movie, too.
Those are not necessarily good, but I do
classics.
Think most people have seen
them.
Yeah.
Agreed. That's interesting. Yeah.
All right.
Well, don't...
My older sisters would take me to Bond movies instead.
Oh, that's like Octopussy.
That's a solid choice as well.
It is.
I was watching Disney. I was watching Sean Connery doing a mink glove massage.
Gotcha. All right, good.
Yeah, a very good childhood then. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got two movies that I'm not going to see, and I haven't.
You haven't, and you're not going to. Okay.
Yeah, Home Alone and Ghostbusters.
Why not Ghostbusters? Home Alone, I can see.
I can't stand Dan Aykroyd. I just...
What?
Huh.
He really gets to me, and I just couldn't even watch a movie.
That's wow. How I am with... what's crazy. His face? Who's that guy from the opera? Opera Man?
Opera... Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
I can't stand Adam Sandler.
I liked a few couple of his earlier movies, but then I turned on him.
I didn't want to see that serious one he did, though. I heard that was pretty good.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Home Alone, I had to think about not having kids after watching, hearing about that one.
Yeah, no worries. Yes. You're good. KLOS, hello. We're talking about classic movies that you never watched.
I have never seen Casablanca.
Hmm.
It's considered...
a classic.
By some, to be the best movie ever.
I kind of knew I would be bored by it, sort of, so I went to see it at the Chinese. It was a special reissue. I went with Jed the Fish, mm-hmm. sat there and watched the whole movie at
popcorn
the Chinese.
Trick.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is boring. I didn't care for it. So you didn't miss it. Yeah.
I saw like the first 2 minutes of it and just got so bored.
Right on. Well, of all the gin joints and all the blah, 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 thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Classic movies you've never seen.
I'm going to get hell for not liking Casablanca.
Yes, you are.
Deep inside a twofer from Motley Crue. Hell yeah, with one of my favorites from them, Looks That Kill.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
And welcome to Movie Phone.
Hello, Keanu Reeves.
Okay, classic movies, okay.
Yes.
This is a movie I actually have watched many times, but none of my friends have watched it.
Okay, that's not the calling.
Yeah, well, that's different, but okay, go ahead.
And I hardly come across a lot of people who have watched it. Lawrence of Arabia.
Oh, that's a really good movie. Yeah, it's a great movie. I mean, Peter O'Toole is unbeatable. Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, really?
No, I haven't seen that one.
You know, maybe we should have a classic movie screening in my place. We've got a big screen over there. You came over and watched that one. That'd be a good one to
all right.
see. Yeah, because I love Peter O'Toole. He's so good.
Yeah, weed?
Yeah, Omar Sharif, he was...
always. Yeah.
Incredible, wasn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, 100%.
He was amazing.
Bedouin, yeah.
Right on, dude.
The most amazing cinematography ever as well.
Totally. You got to see it on a big screen.
All right, calm down, everyone.
This is how movie geeks always talk, isn't it?
Yes, it
oh,
is.
It's great.
I should see it on my screen.
Right on, dude. I appreciate it, man. Thank okay. you for calling.
Sure, thank you.
KLOS, who's on the phone here?
Tim Timoney. Yep.
Well, Tim, you're calling a 13, man. I hate to break it to you.
Fantastic. Oh, damn it.
So you're in the hat to go to Vegas to see the Chili Peppers at Allegiant Stadium.
Awesome.
Also, a night stay at Sahara Las Vegas so you can crash, and a $100 gas card. Please don't crash in your car. And if you have a record player, you've got the Unlimited Love album that you can play and listen to and love. Or if you don't, then you can put it on the wall.
Perfect. Sweet. I do have a turntable.
Super. Super. Stand by and be listening 8 a.m. Monday morning with, Stones on 95.5 KLOS. That's Beast of Burden. It is still in for Kevin and Sluggo. One of the things you got to do when you're on the Kevin and Sluggo show is give away Kings tickets. The Kings are playing the Rangers tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. You can still get tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. But if you want them, I got these 4 tickets to go to the game tomorrow night. And so if you're free, you could be caller... let's make you caller 20 right now at 818-955-KLOS, and I will give you all 4 tickets. Is that okay? KLOS, you're caller 20. Who are you?
I'm Jose.
Jose, these are 4 tickets to the Kings versus the Rangers tomorrow night at Crypto.com. I mean, you can't go 4 times yourself.
I'm fat.
You're fat?
Yes.
There is no way you're going to take up 4 seats, dude. You're not that fat. So, Jose, you start making some phone calls, and I'll set these 4 tickets aside for you. It's Stu in for Kevin and Sluggo. I don't know how this happened, but it's KLOS. Man, I would just play that 5 times in a row if my ego would just get out of the way. So it's Stu in for Kevin and Sluggo. Give me 5 theme today is luck. I don't know why it is that theme today. I'm trying to justify that with the calendar, and that would make sense maybe on St. Patty's Day, luck of the Irish. But screw it. So it's Monday. It's the day after the big movie with Oscars, and some people got lucky and some people did not get lucky. You got lucky as you are listening to KLOS. That is Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. I think you probably know that. Lucky Man is the name of that song on 95.5 KLOS. It is Stu
And I am here in for Kevin and Sluggo, doing twice as much no work as usual. 5 at 5 underway. Luck is the theme today. What do you got?
Kiss.
Hard luck woman.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's do that.
Oh, you do that, my friend.
All right. Well, I'll play it. You listen to it.
I will.
It's KLOS and Social Distortion finishing out your luck-themed 5 for 5. I don't count so good, so that could have been 6 for 5. You know, we'll talk about it in the meeting. It is Stu in for either Kevin or Sluggo. And King's tickets up for grabs this hour. More of the worst of Kevin and Sluggo. And Alice Cooper standing by. Don't move.
People are done in about 15 minutes. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
You're not going to believe this. And as far as I've been able to tell, it's true. Japan passes bill to make online insults punishable by jail time.
Wow. That's hardcore.
Online insults. Are you kidding me? That 3/4 of the internet would go away.
Yes. Exactly. It's like old CB radio. Did you ever, you played around on the CB?
I did. Yeah. I used to pick fights with people the whole time.
Yes. That's all anybody did.
The only reason to do it.
So did they try and pass that law with CB back in the day in the 70s?
Wow. A bill to introduce prison terms as part of tougher penalties for online insults was passed Monday at an upper house session, marking a major step toward tackling cyberbullying in Japan.
So they don't believe in the freedom of speech.
Are you kidding me?
Man, oh man. Who decides what is truly insulting?
That's a great question.
I mean,
parliamentary debate has centered on how to strike a delicate balance between tougher regulations and freedom of expression as guaranteed by the Constitution.
Right. I thought, yeah.
The bill we passed after reaching an agreement with the ruling Liberal Democratic Party that a supplementary provision would be there, stipulating that a review will be conducted within 3 years of its enactment to determine if it's unfairly restricts free speech.
Wow.
They're giving themselves a 3-year barrier.
Yeah, go ahead and throw a bunch of people in jail who were just making a joke and someone took it really personally.
And we'll check on it 3 years from
now. Yeah, we'll see how it's going then.
We'll revisit then. Don't worry about it.
You maybe just run down to the vending machine and get yourself some underwear.
In Japan, insults are distinguished from defamation in that the former publicly demeans somebody without referring to a specific action. But both are punishable by jail.
Wow.
Under the law.
So that's why everybody's so polite. They always, everybody, you know, you go to Japan and it's always everybody's so nice and it's just so.
Can you imagine going to,
you go to jail?
Can you imagine going to Twitter?
No.
And not seeing someone calling you a name?
Hey, everybody, it's a nice day, isn't it? I enjoyed your post. Thank you for sharing.
It's something. Although I disagree, I respect you as a human.
Right.
I mean, come on. At present, the penalty for insults is detention for less than 30 days.
Detention?
For less than 30 days.
Always add detention.
For a fine of less than 10,000 yen, which I'm not positive how much that is in U.S.
Why not?
The proposed amendment would introduce a prison term of up to 1 year.
Wow.
And raise the fine for up to 300,000 yen.
I mean, how? When, now, so are they going to, it's only Japanese residents, right?
And I believe so.
Citizens, because, I mean, if they're going to try, and, like, if you quote something and then say, oh, that's really stupid to someone in Japan, are they going to come over here
and extradite you? I don't think that they can bring over their Delta Force at night and put a bag over your head and take you to jail. But they also do have a review committee so that you either go to jail with or without forced labor.
Whoa! Wow! So if that Cinnabon really sucked and you say something about it, you might have to be breaking rocks for a year.
Breaking rocks for a year.
Holy cow, plus 10,000 yen, which I'm guessing now is not a small amount.
Well, they raised that to 300,000 yen.
Holy cow.
So I don't know how much that is. We should have looked that up before, and we'll look it up in a second.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah.
But you could get jail time for insulting someone.
Well, I think that's really stupid. Oh,
online.
I shouldn't have said that. Oh,
you're an idiot. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, we didn't get a Kevin Yowza.
Yowza.
There we go. That's
sorry,
like
I forgot. That's my bad. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Fact.
You guys, of course, have heard of monkeypox.
Oh, good old monkeypox. You know, I had that when I was a kid.
It is like smallpox.
Yeah.
So you had smallpox or you had monkeypox?
No.
You didn't have either.
No.
Okay.
Lying.
Initial symptoms are typically flu-like. Great.
Oh, good.
Isn't everything?
Yeah.
Such as fever, chills, exhaustion, headache, and muscle weakness,
that's
followed
me.
By swelling in the lymph nodes. And then here's where it gets ugly. And then they have swollen, like, gross
pustules.
Oh, things on your hands and on your face.
It's really, you don't want to look, you don't want to go down that rabbit hole of pictures. It's nasty.
You really don't.
We don't want this.
No, we don't.
We
so
don't
that's why
it.
We have a doctor on to let us know exactly how to avoid monkeypox.
Now, this is a good thing. I think when we help out with public health like this,
it's a service.
Yes.
Who are we talking to, please? I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
I'm Dr. Jim Robertson out of Johns Hopkins. How are you, gentlemen?
Good. We are very great. Good. Thank
Thanks
you,
for
sir.
Talking to us today.
So monkeypox, should we be worried?
Pleasure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, okay.
Fantastic.
I don't want to, you know.
Everyone else is saying no, just for the record. Everyone else
is
saying.
Well, except the president. He did say everybody should be concerned.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right.
And unfortunately, the president's correct, and I do work on a global team in my off hours, and we've been highly concerned about what we should do about monkeypox, especially looking at what we overlooked with COVID,
mm-hmm.
and how we're still dealing with this. So over 2 years later, we want to make sure that, medically speaking, we're aggressive when it comes to monkeypox. So you got to start with a viral infectious disease. You got to start at the root cause and work outward. So the root cause is, of course, monkeys. And we're working hard right now to just kill all monkeys.
What are you talking about? You can't kill all monkeys.
That's a lot of monkeys. What?
There's a global initiative right now. We're killing all monkeys, zoos, wildlife land.
I haven't seen any
monkeys in the wild.
Note on that.
All different types of monkeys. We're talking about 3 to 4 million animals that are going to have to be put down by the end of the week. It's quite an undertaking.
I'm surprised I haven't heard anything about that, though.
I would think there'd be some sort of backlash, too.
It
like,
seems like there would be a leak on that.
Yeah. Are you doing it clandestinely?
Yes, we are. We're working with not only the KGB, CIA, FBI, but all type of global agencies to make sure that anyone that has access to a monkey can kill it immediately. Monkey wrench is also going to be completely gone. We're going to have to evaporate those.
What does a monkey wrench have to do with transferring monkey pox?
Well, we can't take any chances. Again, we have to be super aggressive. We don't want to end up with another COVID on our hands. So we're dealing with it 2.5 years later. In fact, this may be germane to you gentlemen and what you do for a living. The song Monkey Wrench by the Foo Fighters no longer can be played.
Wow, what about Shock the Monkey? Can we still stick with that, Peter Gabriel?
Thank you for letting me take this. Peter Gabriel, Shock the Monkey.
Oh, you just gave him an idea. Thanks.
What? No more Everlong. No more Everlong. If we're talking about
what does that have to do with monkeys?
It's been played far too many times. All the little monkeys in the animal crackers gone. Chunky monkey ice cream.
Oh, I love that.
And, by the way, while we're on
I do
it,
love that.
No, I love
just
that.
Just to be safe. Nope, gone. By the way, just to be safe, monks and keys. We're going to get rid of all of them.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea.
How are we going to get rid of all keys?
Well, we're going to switch to electronic coding.
I see.
Tupac. There's a Pac in the word. We're going to have to put him down.
Okay, he's already... Okay, never mind.
That is new music from Robert John and the Wreck from Orange County, and the song is called Pain No More, their latest. Here at KLOS, we play plenty of new rock from new bands and stuff, like Robert John and the Wreck, and we play... Greg, who else do we play?
Dorothy.
Yeah, we play Dorothy.
Yeah, and Struts.
We play the Struts.
Yeah, and there's a new one from Def Leppard as well.
Def Leppard? There's a new song by Def Leppard? Yeah, love it, a great deal.
New one from Metallica.
Okay. All right, thank you. That's enough. I think we proved
the point. That's all you need?
No, wait, no. Listen to this. This Day in Rock 1976, the Four Seasons start a 3-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with the song December 1963, Oh, What a Night. This Day in Rock 1993, Eric Clapton starts a 3-week run at number one with Unplugged, which remains to this day the number one most successful live album ever. It's sold like 26 million copies so far.